Hello, this is 5 Minutes of Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 793. And as I've told you, we're almost ending so I can start another series. We are going for a golden scripture from where we dig all the gold. That's 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also received and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." This is always possible, not believe in vain, because you believe in the resurrection of the dead. Then he continues, "I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." We've been looking at the physical events that led to the death of Christ. We finished with that. We are now on the revelatory. And we are looking at Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." We've done that. Prioritizing the word of God. And then we are in Matthew chapter 11. The disciples came back and said, "Master, Master, the fig tree that he cursed is dead." Jesus responds, Mark 11:23. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So we've been looking at that. We said, listen, you will have to call the things that are not manifest yet as though they were. Romans chapter 4:17. We looked at Abraham's life. Abraham began to call himself the father of many nations when he had no baby, when he had no child, when the promised son had not yet manifest, because God said, "I have changed your name." It was God's intent. God was showing you and I, this is the way it's going to be, my dear. You will have to call the things that are not manifest. And I've told you, have you started? You start from your level. Don't try and start from my level. No, start from your level. You can't find your house key. You can't find your car key. That is how you begin. You begin to call the car keys. You begin to call the house keys. You begin to call your earring. You begin all the things that are not, they are not manifest. You are looking for them. You can't find that. Use it. This is how you do it. Then you go to your electricity bill. You don't have any money to pay it now. Or food. You're hungry and you want to get food. And somehow you forgot your money or your app is not working. You just say, "In the name of Jesus," I'm not saying walk into a restaurant and order food and you know that. So the prophet said we should call the things that be not as though they were. Please don't let somebody beat you or be arrested and you write me a note and say, "Oh, prophet, you said we should call the things that be not, and then I went to eat without money." That's not what I'm teaching you. No. You tell somebody, "Oh, you go and buy something. I'm going to pay. I don't have the money, but I'm calling the things that be not." If you do that, you'll be beaten. Well, start from your level. Start from your level. I know a man of God who had everything at his disposal. But he said, "Listen, I want to walk in faith. So whenever I'm going out, I will not take money for lunch. And I will believe God for lunch daily. Daily, that is how I'm going to get my faith to grow," because he had everything already. What we didn't need a thing, and that he realized that, listen, if I want my faith to be active, I need to use something. So you too, you have to get something. There is something in your life that you can believe God for, which is not like if it doesn't come, you die. You don't start from there. By the time you begin to practice and practice by calling the things that be not as though they were. That is Romans 4:17. Let's look at it again. It says, "As it is written, I am made the father of many nations before him whom he believed." Abraham believed, even God. God, he believed God. God who quickeneth the dead, and also God who calleth those things which be not as though they were. So that's how God comes to you. If God is really the one talking to you, he will talk to you and tell you it is done. He will tell you it is done. That's just, "Oh, no. I don't." No. That is how God is. He will call the things that are not manifest as though they are. He will say you are healed. He will say you have wisdom. He will say that you have the marriage. He will say you have the baby. He will say you have the money. He will say that you have the business. That is how God will tell you. So when you do not know that this is how God speaks and that he calls things that are not manifest as though they were, you begin to say, God, but what have you done? I cannot see it. No, stop doing that. You will have to agree with the divine. Agree. And then you now will say it with your lips. Say it with your tongue. The tongue is the mixer. If you're going to mix it with faith, how are you going to do it? You are going to say it as though it has happened. So Abraham needed to say, call himself someone who has not had a baby yet. Someone who has not had the promised child yet. When they tried to help themselves, they got an Ishmael. But after now, you know what's going on in Israel now. Yes. So you call the things that be not as though they were. That is how you're going to walk in faith. How are you going to do that? You're going to call the things that be not. Things that be not. It means that when you are SS, you begin to say that you are AA. When you are whatever the challenge you have now, whatever the challenge, whether it's in marriage, I mean, sometimes people even give up. It's like, you've done everything. What should I do again? I'm tired. No, don't say that again. Say, whatever you do, you're going to call the things that be not, things which are not manifest, the things you pray for that are not manifest, as though they were. That means you're going to call your wife, that woman of God. You're going to call your husband, that man of God. They begin to laugh. My husband as a man of God. My wife as a woman of God. My bad boy. That bad boy that I've given birth to, you're going to call it a man of God, a child of God. Prophetess, you don't even know what you're saying. Yes, I know what I'm saying. You're going to call the things that be not, that are not manifest yet, as though they were. That is this is the road of faith. That is how to walk in faith. You are so blessed. I know that there are going to be so many testimonies. When you hear them, your head will just shake like that. How are things like this happening in this world? Yes, calling the things that be not as though they were. You are so blessed. Please come back for more.